Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Moving on to something out of the gym. How about gardening? If you don't have a lot of space, but you're still wondering how to get a full-fledged vegetable garden growing in the city, Mike Minono suggests a place for some inspiration. Take a walk through the Berkeley Community Gardens near Boston's Chinatown. Minono is the man behind the Naked Gardener blog. He's also board president of the Fenway Garden Society. I recently met up with Mike Minono and his friend Ming Chan to find out how using rusty old bed frames and baby gates, Boston's Chinese gardeners have mastered the art of gardening up. So we're here on the corner of Berkeley and Tremont Street at the Berkeley Community Garden. This particular community garden is known for its vertical gardening. Right. And when you say vertical gardening, what do you mean?
Well, everybody knows a little bit about vertical gardening because we all do tomatoes. But this takes it to another level. The gardens themselves are very, very compact.
Do you know how many plots are in the Berkeley Community Garden?
There's about 150 here.
And each one's looks, I'm just estimating 20 by 20 feet, something like
well,
that.
Well, they're smaller than that.
They're even smaller than that.
I mean,
okay.
This is probably 10 feet by 15, maybe. 10 by 12, probably.
So every plot's pretty small, but the gardeners are gardening up, essentially.
Right. The garden, that's the whole idea. The gardeners are gardening up. They're using raised beds. Many of them have not only trellises up the side, but they also have some sort of a mesh above. So eventually what will happen is you'll get a canopy growing, and what that does is it obviously gives you a lot more space to grow in, but it also provides shade and extends your growing year.
So let's walk a little, and Min, while we do, can ask you a quick question?
Yeah, sure.
So most of the gardeners here are Chinese in the garden?
Yeah, I think something I saw, so like some Chinese leek, maybe you don't see in the store. And it is a special thing. It's I think you can find those dried berries in Whole Foods. They are called a goji.
Goji berries.
Yeah, yeah, those are goji berries.
And so the plant actually is really... Mike, how would you describe this plant? Because it looks almost like a weed to me.
It does. You know, a lot of herbs are sort of weedy. I mean, that's kind of... Well, that's why we love them. They're just really nice, wonderful smelling, good tasting weeds, basically.
So, yeah, it's kind of small and tiny,
bushy
green leaf,
and kinda,
bushy, a little woody stem.
Yep.
In the early spring, we eat the tender part. You can take them, you can make into salad or stir fry them, and then wait for the berries. You can eat the fresh berry or dry them, make them into tea or make them into soup.
Min, I've always wanted to know, if you want to walk a little bit more, so you said that some of the things that... the gardeners grow here are Chinese vegetables that you can't find in the store.
Mm-hmm.
So where do you get the seeds from?
No, I did see some like seeds in the Chinese stores.
Okay.
You can buy.
And you know we're right on the edge of Chinatown. There's a huge Asian American population right here in Castle Square. Well, if we go around here, you'll see some lettuce, and let's walk around this way. So here's a typical, we have some snow peas here that are going to obviously be growing along this sort of netting. You'll have some tomatoes coming up. They've got all sorts of things. Some marigolds they planted around the perimeter to keep pests away. There's all sorts of herbs in there. You see lettuce already coming up. So they've got everything going on here.
There are a lot of creative solutions here. You know, I just saw a woman, I think, go into her plot. Should we try?
They're very...
I won't feel bad when she says no.
They keep their secrets very close to...
I won't feel bad.
They are doing broadcasting.
It's a little fortress.
Yeah, so she's got her kind of... makeshift wooden doors, and looks like there's like old baby gates. No? Okay. All right. So I was thinking a little earlier that when it comes to creative uses of space, I mean, Chinese gardeners have a lot of history doing that. I mean, just the whole concept of terracing, right? And being able to grow things on the side of a hill. So this vertical gardening in the city makes a lot of sense. But Mike, why don't we actually see that in more community garden spaces?
Well, I think it's, first of all, I think it's cultural. Secondly, I think we're in a renaissance when it comes to urban gardening. And I think you will see some more of this. Thirdly, and in my garden, in the Fenway Victory Gardens, we do have height restrictions because it's an open and public park.
Right, anyone can walk through.
Right, I mean, we don't have this the fencing like they do here in the Berkeley Gardens. They lock the garden at night. So those are other concerns with urban gardening that can sometimes alter the way that we, you know, grow or limit our possibilities.
So tell me a little bit more about what you see here that's special, Mike.
Well, I think this is a very, very special garden, even walking through it. It kind of challenges our notions of horizontal gardening. We as Americans especially, we love to see these garden rows as far as the eye can see. And yet, here we have these interesting structures. Even though they look a little rickety, they're very elegant solutions to the problem of limited space. And later in the summer, we'll see all sorts of melons suspended from these. We'll see, gourds and squash and all sorts of stuff. So elegant solutions to suspend those gourds, for example, whether you're going to use pantyhose or some sort of a cheesecloth, whatever.
So don't get put off by the old mattress frames and baby
That's
gates
right.
covered in plastic bags.
That's right.
There's real creativity going
on there.
There
is. There's something going on there. So it's not a twee sort of, you know, little English garden. It's something that you are, what you're seeing here are real solutions to, growing vegetables in the city. That's what I love about it.
Well, thank you, both
Always
of you,
a pleasure.
For giving us a tour of the Berkeley Community Gardens.
Thank
Actually,
you.
Really quite a wonderful place. And just what do gourds hosted on high with pantyhose look like? You can find a picture of it at our website through a link to Mike Minono's blog, The Naked Gardener. It's all at radioboston.org.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at boston.com. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.